The founder and director of the Victory of Light Expo, Victor Peruta, is our guest. The expo is held every April and November at the Sharonville Convention Center, and the next one is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, November 19th and 20th. Welcome back, Victor.
Thank you, Robin.
This is your 48th expo.
Can you believe it?
Are you particularly excited about what's coming up this weekend?
I'm really excited about this expo. I'm excited because this expo is larger than any of our previous expos. So it has a life of its own. It grows every time, and this time it's grown about 20%. We have a total of 300 exhibitors now and 84 seminars. So if you're interested in anything body, mind, spirit, you'll probably come across it at the Victory of Light Expo.
You know, it's probably a good idea to just give a quick, your elevator speech, I guess, about what the expo is.
Essentially, it's a pretty awesome psychic fair. You know, we've got over 300 exhibitors, which includes psychics, some of the best psychics from all over the country, as well as healers, and you can do your Christmas shopping there. It's great for the entire family. We have live music. We have great food. We've got face painting, henna tattoos. We make it a really fun show, and it's a great opportunity to learn something. So we always say expand your mind. We've got 84 seminars on anything body, mind, spirit. We've got one of the preeminent psychic mediums in the country, Thomas John, coming from Manhattan to present a spirit message event on Sunday at 1. And we wanted to create something special for our regulars. So we have what we're calling special events. And these are longer seminars, up to 2 hours in length. And they allow people to explore certain topics in depth. And of course, these topics help you learn a lot about yourself and about life itself. For example, we have Dr. Mark Pitstick, who was trained by Brian Weiss, MD, who's the preeminent authority on past lives. He's conducting a past life regression on Saturday at 3. And so that's one of our most popular topics at Victory of Light, besides mediumship, past lives. And you'll get to explore your own past lives, which if anyone's ever done that out there, it's always been a mind-expanding experience. It blows your conceptions of who you are and what's possible out of the water and really enlightens your concept of who you are and who you've been and why you're here and the purpose of life and the purpose of your relationship. So it really creates a richer experience of life. And I think that's really the whole point of the Victory of Light Expo. It helps people to find that spiritual meaning or to connect with their spiritual side.
And I have a feeling that when you're talking about spiritual or seeking alternative spiritualities or just spirituality in general, that it's not in conflict with any specific religion. You're talking about something else.
Right. The Victory of Light Expo is completely non-religious in the form that we're completely inclusive. It doesn't matter what your religion is. You can come to the Victory of Light Expo and have a deeper and richer experience of your own personal spirituality. The Victory of Light Expo has grown over the last 25 years to become one of the largest body, mind, spirit expos in the entire country. And it's right here in Cincinnati. So it's for everyone, every demographic. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor or what your beliefs are or economic status. The Victory of Light Expo really is a unifying event and people feel it.
Now, getting to logistics. With the growth of the expo and the fact that this has expanded by about 20%, how are things like parking and the times of the day, both Saturday and Sunday, that the expo is open?
The Sharonville Convention Center has been, the staff there has been wonderful to work with. And we have overflow parking across the street. All the parking is free. And this time we've even connected with Princeton High School and they've given us their northern parking lots so that people have more free parking. And we even have provided a shuttle van, which will be in operation throughout the hours of the expo both days, so that it can come pick you up or drop you off right there at your car.
Now, I read something that caught my eye that's taking place, and that is the astrologer, Pam Gallagher. I am intrigued by the title of her seminar. Can you tell us more about that?
Pam Gallagher runs the Midwest School of Astrology here in Cincinnati, and she's an amazing astrologer, and she will be talking about the astrology of the presidential election, as in what we can expect over the next 4 years. And she's done the chart of Donald Trump. And our country itself has a birth chart. Of course, our birthday as a country is July 4th, 1776. So that's when our country was officially founded. So you can run an astrological chart for the USA. And everyone's astrological chart will relate to our country's chart in a certain way. And as we know, the celestial bodies are in motion around the Earth, or at least that's what it looks like, and that's what astrology is all about. Through the movements of the stars and the planets over 4 years, she will be able to tell us what to expect through our next president's four-year term.
Victor, you always present as well one time during the two-day expo. When is your session? What's it called and what can folks expect?
I do an Ask a Psychic seminar Sunday at 3 p.m. Usually it's at 2 on Sunday, but this time it's at 3. And I'm doing readings for members of the audience. And it's an opportunity for me to connect with the people attending. We usually have at least 300 people in the room during my session. And it's so much fun. I get to answer people's questions for them, provide mini readings, do mediumship readings, connect with their pets, you know, all sorts of things during that session. I really love it. It is free with paid admission. And there are 11 seminars with different types of psychic readers who are providing free demonstrations of their gifts to members of the audience.
So it's 10 to 7 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday at the Sharonville Convention Center. And it sounds like you have filled the convention center for this upcoming expo in terms of the vendors will be on all floors and the seminars, too, are filling up the meeting rooms. Will there be anything else that you want to make sure and mention?
Even if you attend the Victory of Light Expo and do not go to any of the talks, you will enjoy looking at the beautiful crystals and the jewelry and the clothing and the books and the music. We've got musical performances, as we always do, with Mark Kenworthy, a New Age keyboard music. We've got Douglas Bluefeather, an award-winning Native American flutist. And we also have Deborah Brubaker, who plays, she calls them chakra flutes. They are for healing. You can get a massage or a healing session over the weekend. We have chair massages, Thai massage, Reiki, foot reflexology. We have 24 seminars on various forms of holistic health, including Chinese medicine, which is being used effectively to treat even cancer and things like that, and herbal medicines. So you can do the holistic health track. It's a great place to get a psychic reading, especially since we've gathered together some of the country's best psychic readers. And getting your reading is fun. It's all about you, and it can really help you gain perspective on some of the issues that you're dealing with and give you a sense of what's to come and greater insight into your relationships or your career. And of course, of the 84 seminars, almost all of them are free to attend with your paid admission. The two-hour seminars, which we're calling special events, are a little extra, but well worth it. And those are for people who are looking for a deeper experience, to delve into a topic or to explore something a little more deeply, such as mediumship, past lives, connecting to your spirit guides. We have Sonia Grace, who's going to be talking about her book, Spirit Traveler, Unlocking the Ancient Mysteries of the World's Great Historic Sites. We have talks on psychic protection. We've got a two-hour seminar on how to read the tarot. So I'm really excited about this expo. It's going to be huge, and you'll have a good time.
Victor, congratulations on 48 expos. You're on the eve of your 25th anniversary, and thanks for making this an opportunity for folks in Southwest Ohio to experience something new, perhaps, or, as you said, dive deeper into a subject matter that intrigues them. So thanks for all the positive energy. And I've been speaking with Victor Peruta. He is the founder and executive director of the Victory of Light Expo, one of the largest metaphysical expos, all things mind, body, spirit, in the United States today. And it's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, November 19th and 20th. For more information, ticket prices, directions, just visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey Allgaier.